Elections can be an emotional event, and the 2000 presidential election put the topic of election reform on an equally emotional plane.
After Florida, things changed with respect to the voting process, and we need to recognize that and take steps to remedy it.
Champaign County Board Member Bob Kirchner endorses a county election commission. It would assume the responsibility for the county's elections, a responsibility now in the hands of the county clerk. An executive director under the commission would oversee the nuts and bolts of the election. Kirchner argues that a commission would be fairer because it would have to make decisions in the light of public scrutiny.
It would better ensure transparency in the process. It would better ensure accountability in the process. We would have a bipartisan commission consisting of three people subject to the Open Meetings Act. It will be cost-effective and efficient. The current funds in the current budget for the election-related responsibilities of the county clerk are more than adequate to fund an election commission.
Kirchner says the county clerk, currently Republican Mark Sheldon, would be one member, and the county board would choose the other two. At least one of the three members would be from the minority party. But the question, as it appears on next week's ballot, is short and simple, almost vague, and leaves plenty of room for adjustment. Only one other Illinois county, DuPage, has a commission overseeing elections. It's chosen not by county board members, but by circuit court judges, and it has its own problems, according to Terry Pastica. She heads the Citizen Advocacy Center, a Chicago area voter education group. Pastica calls her experience with the DuPage Election Commission and its director hit and miss. Her group is challenging errors in the official fall ballot there, as well as a decision not to let some groups act as poll watchers.
The remedy for individuals who are not satisfied with the decision coming out of the executive director's office is to lobby the board to direct the executive director to take action in a different manner.
Pastica boils the question over election duties down to this. Do voters want a system that's accountable through a multi-member commission or through the voting process? Coles County Clerk Betty Coffrin admits that when she runs for re-election, and she's done so four times, she files campaign papers with herself. But she says county clerks acting alone can run fair elections.
With the checks and balances in the system that we have right now, you know, there is no way that there could be, anything other than just good, clean elections at the county level because the public tests that are required, the sealed programs that are required, you know, the political balance on the election boards, it would be awfully hard for someone to do anything other than just a good election.
By election boards, Coffrin refers to the election judges and others who man the polling places. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon shares Coffrin's view that the ultimate accountability should be with voters.
First of all, the election commission would certainly cost more money. There's no doubt about that. Probably $200,000 to $300,000 more. The proponents have never come up with a budget that actually is a realistic budget. Second, it would reduce accountability. People who are upset with the job I'm doing in office now have the ability to kick me out of office. With an election commission, we don't have that ability.
Sheldon has been a lightning rod for county Democrats in the past. Issues ranging from student balloting to the improper use of a clerk's office fax machine have flared up over time. And even as Kirchner claimed, Sheldon turned the election commission question into a referendum over Sheldon himself, though his term in office doesn't end for another 2 years, bitterness still managed to seep into a recent forum at Parkland College.
We have seen repeatedly throughout history in this county African-American voters who have complained of being disenfranchised, interfered with at the polling places. We routinely see problems with voter registration. Is there a reason to expect that in 2004, when we know the partisanship of the county clerk in this case, is going to change things? I know of no good reason to believe this will be different.
For Mr. Kirchner to sit up here and suggest me that I is somehow doing something to intimidate, threaten, or somehow disenfranchise black voters in Champaign County is outrageous. And you can take the rest of my time to please make an apology.
The Election Commission referendum may be only one sentence long, but it's a touchy sentence to ask in the world of Champaign County politics. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 589.